This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Tokyo Olympics formally kick off Friday night with a scaled-back opening ceremony because of COVID-19 precautions, but some events have already begun. COVID-19 continues to loom large over the Games. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Still, organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out in the Olympic Village. The Japanese public is broadly opposed to holding the Games, fearing they will worsen Japan's already deteriorating pandemic situation. Tokyo on Thursday reported nearly 2,000 COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. In the capital, public viewing areas have been canceled due to concerns over the pandemic. Mourners will pay their final respects to Haiti President Jovenel Moïse Friday at a private funeral as authorities continue to investigate the July 7th attack, the president's home in which he was shot several times. His wife was also seriously wounded. Haiti has been under a heightened security since Moïse's assassination. Haiti's police chief, Leon Charles, said 26 suspects have been arrested so far, including three police officers and 18 former Colombian soldiers. Another seven high-ranking police officials have been detained but not formally arrested as authorities investigate why no one in the president's security detail was injured that night. The cleanup is underway in the storm-ravaged central Chinese city of Zhengzhou following floods that killed 33 people. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States on Thursday imposed sanctions on a Cuban security minister and an Interior Ministry Special Forces unit for alleged human rights abuses and a crackdown on anti-government protests earlier this month. Thousands of Cubans staged protests a week ago to demonstrate against an economic crisis that has brought shortages of basic goods and power outages. Hundreds of activists were detained. The U.S. Treasury Department said that the sanctions had been placed on the Minister of the Revolutionary Armed Guards and on the Interior Ministry Security Unit, Washington blames, for the crackdown. The Cuban government has blamed the protests on what it calls U.S. finance counter-revolutionaries exploiting economic hardships. U.S. officials have acknowledged that the targeted sanctions may not have much impact. Cubans rarely have U.S. financial dealings and seldom travel to the U.S., limiting the practical impact of such measures. Another high-ranking police official have been detained but not formally arrested. The White House says Chinese opposition to a World Health Organization probe into the origins of the coronavirus is irresponsible and dangerous. The White House press secretary called it not a time to be stonewalling. The plan includes the hypothesis that the virus could have escaped from a Chinese laboratory, and the proposal includes doing audits of labs and markets in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. On Thursday, the vice minister of the National Health Commission told reporters he was taken aback when he read the details. The first known cases emerged in Wuhan in December of 2019. The virus was believed to have jumped to humans from animals being sold for food at a city market. The largest wildfire in the United States continues to burn in southern Oregon. In the western part of the country, but lower winds and higher humidity were assisting firefighting crews in Northern California, a fire spread to neighboring state of Nevada. In Oregon, some 2,000 homes have been ordered to evacuate, and 5,000 still under threat, according to the Associated Press. No deaths from the fires have been reported thus far. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.